February 1st, 2024. Lessons for the trip. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and proclaim as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay. Acquire no gold or silver or copper for your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for the laborer deserves his food. In whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it, and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it, and if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Truly I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town." Matthew 10:5-15. Now here, Jesus has one mission for now, and that's the Jewish people. The nation as a whole needed their Messiah. They needed to see that he indeed had arrived. And we read in the other parts of the New Testament how this was God's design. The gospel had to reach the people of the promise. It had to go first to the chosen people. From the Exodus onward through the whole of the Old Testament, God constantly pushed and prepared them to receive what was now to be delivered. But the disciples have a task of not only gospel proclamation, but also we see that they can also heal and do miracles like our Lord. They are as the very mouths and arms and hands of Christ. And what a day and a moment to be part of. Like, can you imagine? The amazement of this task must have overwhelmed these men. Imagine going from collecting taxes and taking from men and robbing them pretty much as a tax collector to giving them health, raising their dead brothers, sisters, and making men clean like the lepers. And with that, proclaiming that the Messiah had arrived. I can't imagine what this did to these men as they were a part of this, as they followed Christ, and now as he sends them out. So here are a few thoughts from the things we read in this passage. Some lessons from this mission trip. Number one, accept or reject. Now this mission trip was to be quick. Nobody is staying long or needed financial support. There was no need to go shopping to prepare. They were to share the message with all the lost sheep and move forward. No lagging around. We see also that those who heard the gospel had two categories, the worthy and the not worthy. Those who accept the messengers and those who reject the messengers. And the messenger's response is to be either to stay and give peace or to shake off the dust and bring back their peace and then move forward. But the response is the same for every man. Still today, there are two options when it comes to listening to the messengers. You either accept what they say or reject what they say. And just as they had to accept or reject, so we too have to accept and reject in what we are listening to and what we are reading in the Word of God. Do we believe it? So number one, accept or reject. Number two, a work of compassion. You see, the work of God's people is one of compassion, mainly. They were sent to the lost sheep to seek them out, to tell them the good news, and to take away their suffering. This is an important lesson. We are so caught up in what we can get from others. Indeed, our whole life and our whole system seems to push to be me-focused. Let us see that there are still lost sheep who need us not to focus on ourselves, but to be giving rather than always receiving. We hold in our possession, the greatest news, the gospel, in all the world. These apostles had a high standard and a high task, and indeed we do as well. And I myself must put away the mindset of ease. I need to personally be ready at all times to be spent for the sake of those around me. Not lazy, but diligent. I don't wear a cape. I have to know that. But I still must be diligent. And this weighs on me constantly. I need to serve those around me. And you who listen, you who read. That even though I may not be eloquent or fancy in my production, you may still have someone urging you to embrace Christ. That's all I desire for you and for anyone listening. We must stop our trying to be fancy and popular and start being useful and passionate for Christ. That's what our social media is for. That's what our podcasts are for, to make much of Christ, not ourselves. It's a hard task, but we must embrace it. And we must have a balance. So number two, a work of compassion. Number three, the privileged are the most judged. To hear the gospel and reject it is to fall into judgment. To week after week hear and learn of the things of God and to walk away is a dangerous thing to do. It only takes one sin to separate a man from God forever. God is holy, perfect, righteous, above all. But to hear and never believe God is calling him a liar. To hear we need Christ and reject him is to put ourselves away from Christ forever. And this is a very serious thing. Let us be counted among the worthy. Let us be ones who hear and invite the messengers in as we listen and read today. As we read the Bible, the messengers that they're talking about are in the Bible. The message is the same. The gospel is the same for you and for the lost sheep of Israel. And this is very serious. It was serious for the lost sheep of Israel, and it's serious for you and for me. You see, in America, we have privilege after privilege of hearing the gospel. We have it on podcasts. We have it on YouTube. We have it everywhere. We go to churches where they preach the gospel. And if we don't heed the message, then we too may be worse off than Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment. We must cling to Christ as our treasure today. So pick up your Bible and read. Soak your life with Scripture. Fall in love with His Word and embrace this mission trip laid out before us. Embrace the messengers that we're looking at, these 12 apostles. They're going to write letters. They're going to write the Gospels, and we must pay attention. And then we must join in on the mission trip, not to the lost sheep of Israel, but to everyone. See, the message was for them, but now it's for you and me. And with this, let us have a happy Thursday.